Hey, it's Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. We're broadcasting live from the Sachs Media Group in Tallahassee, Florida this week, first week of session. A lot of issues going on. I mean, yes, it's the typical gun issue, the environment. But one of the big issues, Roger, you know, you and I cover a lot on this radio show. When you look at the poll numbers, it doesn't matter what your affiliation may be, Roger. As you know, healthcare is a top tier issue. Here in the studios with us, Vernon Langford is the president of the Florida Association of Nurse Practitioners out there. I want to talk about Medicare for All, Medicaid expansion, but this nurse practitioner, you know, we had just had on State Representative Corey Pigman on this issue. When you talk about a nursing shortage, a doctor shortage, I got to tell you something. This doesn't seem to be covered by a lot of the media. Am I wrong or right on that? Give me the lowdown on this. Put the mic up there, Carrie. Put it up. There you go. I'm sorry, Vernon.
For Florida.
Put it right up to the mouth. Go ahead.
Like much of the South, has an extreme healthcare professional shortage. No matter where you live in the state, all 67 counties are designated as federal healthcare professional shortage areas.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you live in the rural area or not, you don't have access to healthcare. And we've had historically a lot of providers not going to rural areas because of a lot of barriers that exist. And a lot of those are financial barriers for oversight and also for things like Medicaid. If you're not getting adequate reimbursement for Medicaid, there isn't a financial incentive for you to see those patients. But if you want to increase access to healthcare, but still provide cost-effective care, that's where advanced practice providers like myself come in. We're not physician replacements. We're not attempting to be. We stay within our scope and we enjoy being nurse practitioners. But as access to healthcare improves, so does that rising tide that lifts all boats. If you help healthcare for the least of us, the Medicaid population, it improves the general healthcare outlook for the entire state.
You know, Vernon, I, as an economics reporter for years, I look at the marketplace, and you just pointed out something that there is a lack of health care in many of the rural areas. I'm from Florida. We call them the redneck counties. I can say that. But the rural areas, and yet when you look at the proposal by Democrats of Medicare for All, or even with Obamacare, Medicaid expansion, included in that is to put, by the way, the government sets the rates, the prices. Mm-hmm. I keep telling everybody that you, and you employ other people as well, Vernon, you have to make a profit at least to stay in the business. And my question to you, that if they come after your back pocket and you employ other people, you got to put the, if you can't put the cost on the consumer, which nobody wants to do, I have to assume you put it onto your employees.
Yes. You eat the cost one way or another. And whether it's Medicaid expansion or Medicare for All, we're not addressing the, okay, if everyone gets health care, who cares for them? If there's a shortage currently, now overnight, all Floridians have access to health care. You don't overnight create more healthcare providers. Your backlog is going to be substantial. It's tough to find providers, especially specialists in rural counties, where you have to travel an hour or two to see a dermatologist. So if you don't have transportation and there's no one in that area to provide that care, what could be something that's easily preventable before it gets very bad now becomes something that's late stage simply because you weren't in a place with access to care.
Vernon Langford is the president of the Florida Association of Nurse Practitioners. We've covered this at floridadaily.com. Nurse practitioner shortage, doctor shortage out there. Is it because of too much government involved? Is it because through attrition, people retiring, or is there more people getting on the system? You guys come in and say, listen, we need to pass more measures where we give more health care choice. Explain more of that to the audience.
Our population, not just in Florida, but nationwide, are getting older and they're getting sicker. So no matter what you do to combat that, you have more complex cases in the primary care setting, which has led to the compartmentalization of healthcare. If you have a heart problem, you see your heart specialist.
Right.
Now, what we're seeing now is as we have more people seeking out that care, as the baby boomers are seeking care from multiple offices, it gets very hard to provide that care because we are not churning out physicians and APRNs at the same number at which the population is growing. So we will have a shortage, but what you're doing is you're really tying the hands of professionals who are trained and educated to deal with that purpose. Most nurse practitioners, for example, exist in the primary care space, which we're having fewer and fewer physicians choose that as their specialty going forward. So if we're not creating enough physicians to provide for primary care,
this is where you guys come in.
We have this option here where you have people who are trained in that to provide that high quality, cost effective care. We're the obvious solution here.
Vernon, it sounds like a boss who hires you to do the job, and the boss just wants to micromanage everything, knowing that he doesn't need to micromanage you to do the job. Is that pretty much what it is in many cases?
Yes, yes. We've been seeking for many years to modernize Floridian healthcare. And the trouble that we run into is often that trying to get statutes changed is very difficult because the argument is, well, it has always been this way.
Right.
Why must we change it? Because as times change, healthcare today is not healthcare of 20 years ago.
Correct.
So if you have statutes today that existed 20 years ago, they won't be applicable. We're asking to expand scope of practice. We're not asking to become physicians. We're not asking to do things that we're not trained and educated and board certified nationally to do. What we want to do is be able to provide care for the Floridians that need it. And also, as was mentioned previously, increase access to care, drive down the cost of care, increase jobs for the state, increase economic output and impact for the state. And all of those can be done by passing legislation to modernize Floridian healthcare.
Vernon Langford, we are talking with, is the president of the Florida Association of Nurse Practitioners. Vernon, give me some analysis. Is it, and again, what you've covered, this being in the healthcare industry, are we going to be revisiting whether the views of some people of the Medicaid expansion or not? In some states are kicking this issue back up again. It's like, you know, Obamacare, whatever. Do you think this issue is going to come back up again down in the next few years in Florida? Is it years down the road or in the next few years? What do you think?
I feel in the next few years, we're in a crisis point. We're in a point where as we expand Medicaid, if we make that choice, or if there is a legitimate Medicare for all, you're going to have a massive explosion of patients looking for healthcare and absolutely nowhere to find it because most offices are horribly backlogged. So if you aren't getting ahead of that curve, you're going to sell a bill of goods you won't be able to fulfill. So it doesn't matter if everyone has insurance. We found this out, unfortunately, previously with Obamacare. If you have insurance, but you can't afford to use it and you have no providers that take it,
or you can't afford the deductible, yeah,
and you can't afford the deductible, you're not going to get health care. So you're penalized because you must have it. However, you don't have providers who are able to care for it. I provide house calls and I cover
really?
All 67 counties of Florida. So this coming week, I'll be in the Panhandle in the Panama City area. That is an area that after Hurricane Michael is in desperate
yes.
need of healthcare providers. And unfortunately, after the hurricane, a lot of their providers left.
Is it fair to say with all the government intrusion, whether people's view or not, you know, on the Obamacare or whatever, this has kind of created a marketplace that it's like we're going back to old school. I mean, who still visits people at their houses?
We have to find ways to fix the problem. And for house calls, that has made it more convenient because
wow.
now I cover a county for the week and I will see tons of people who might not have seen a primary care provider for the last 3 years simply because they live in an area with limited coverage. They have no transportation. And if you can't get to the healthcare, you won't receive that healthcare, unfortunately.
Man, I'm enjoying this. Vernon Langford is the president of the Florida Association of Nurse Practitioners. Let me, because I want to have you on again. So I'm not going to knock everything out in this interview, but I want to. We hear the. We've heard the discussion, you know, the Republicans don't like Obamacare, but they still never come up with a plan. So, and I'm more of a free market guy, but you know what? Hey, I got to call it the way it is. The days of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they can't get their numbers together. The numbers don't add up. Obamacare's numbers never added up. Having said this, are we going down the road of a Medicare for all? Yes or no in the next 5, 10, or is it going to be incrementally done? You cover this a lot. What do you think?
Practically, it is very tough to see a Medicare for all plan that would be implemented overnight. The logistics just aren't there.
Correct.
Even if it's a great idea to give everyone health care, that is something that you have to expand the scope of practice. You have to modernize the laws because it isn't just a matter of insuring everyone. amazing though that would be. You have to have care provided for them.
You want to take some calls?
Absolutely.
All right, man. 831-0600. Who you want to go with, Roger?
Okay, Mike's been holding on line one. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling into the Ed Dean Show.
Yeah, hi. So here's my issue. My wife is an RN, went to FAU in the 1980s. They had about 80 students a year through that nursing program. My daughter is a senior. She's applying for nursing positions or colleges. The number of applicants that they accept now is 100. So the growth in the state from the 80s to today, FSU only has 150 slots open every year. The capacity of the Florida schools to train nurses has no, it's not kept up with the population growth.
That's a great point. Go ahead and answer that.
And that is something that's statewide. The trouble that you run into often with educational programs is you have to have providers to train them. There are not enough clinical spots, and we see that also with physicians in addition to nurses. You have to have willing teachers. And if you're not expanding the scope of practitioners, if you're not allowing, if you're not deregulating modernizing healthcare, regulation, although well-intentioned, oftentimes is very difficult to deal with practical problems, like making it so more nurses can get into the market.
I got to give you a couple more minutes. Roger, you want to squeeze in a couple more calls?
Okay, Jeff's holding on line, too. He's got a question as well. Hey, Jeff.
All right, let's go to Jeff.
Calling.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Jeff,
I think we lost Jeff.
All right, so the phones are lighting up this morning. I was going to have you on for a couple minutes, so I can take some calls. All right, where can people find you on Twitter or where?
Yep, my name is Vernon Langford. You can find me across the board at APRN Vernon on Twitter, but also FloridiansUniteForHealthcare.com. This is a nonpartisan site where we're looking to modernize healthcare, and that is FloridiansUniteForHealthcare.com.
Vernon Langford, president of the Florida Association of Nurse Practitioners. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, 44 minutes after 7 a.m., this is Talk Radio WBOB.